Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy October 21st, and I pray that today is a day where you are finding your encouragement in Jesus. I know I've had a crazy day, and I have had to find my strength there. No matter what folks say to you, no matter how much suffering we go through, we can always turn to Him, and He is so faithful and so kind. So I pray that you experience that kindness today. We are in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21 of the NRSV, and this is what it says. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." Again, the Jews were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He has a demon and is out of his mind. Why listen to him?" Others were saying, "These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I finished up this passage, I'm reminded of one of the most painful injuries we can experience in this life, and that is that when other people assign motives to you that are untrue. And here we have it in spades with you, Jesus, as you were walking this earth. They assigned the goodness of you to demons, and you have just explained that you are the good shepherd. You are the one who lays his life down for the sheep, and yet the response is, "Here's someone that's possessed by demons," and it's such a misunderstanding of your character. It must have hurt. And so I'm just so thankful that today, if we have that story, if someone has harmed us in that way, who has assumed negatively about us or assigned a motive to us that is not true, help us to realize that you understand and that you bear the weight of that with us. And we can have this kind of deep fellowship with you in the midst of it because you understand and you know what it's like. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the shepherd, that you have created the gateway to heaven, that you speak to us and we hear your voice and we know your voice. And Lord, I pray that we would become so accustomed to your still, small, encouraging, amazing voice that we would know very clearly when we're hearing another voice of condemnation and shame and meanness and all of those things. Lord, we know that the thief does come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so I pray for my friend today who may have encountered something like that, where someone's walked into their life and has just wanted to be hell-bent on destroying them. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to pray for those who persecute us, to love our enemies, and to love you far above any other thing, and to bring our heartache to you. Thank you that you are that great shepherd who helps us to go out and come in and find pasture. You You are the good shepherd. We do not want you fill our cups. You are so, so good. And so, Lord, help us to rest today in knowing that no matter what happens to us, you are always going to be that good shepherd. Thank you for that today, Jesus. I pray in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. And I'm sorry if you're having a hard day. Some of you listening to this are like, hey, I'm having an awesome day. But maybe some of you listening to this are having a hard day and you're having a hard time seeing the light through the clouds or seeing the light through the darkness. And I just, my heart and my prayer is that you would be encouraged that Jesus does see you and he is shepherding you even now.